Yes, sir. All right, what do I got for you? What do I got for you?
And on my roof or what is it? That's another buck who might be. And if you look through this side right here, it's down inside of the house.
Oh, wow. So we can get it fixed.
Wait about that. Wait if we get it fixed. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, okay, I'll fix it tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
What car have you? Get some shingles. Plywood. Maybe shingles and plywood.
Okay, do you make some money today or we're going to pay tomorrow? Because I got to do my show. I don't have cash. I'm going to give you cash out.
I mean, but nobody should be there.
What's your cash out? Okay, what's your phone number?
106
With the miles. Okay. All right, see you later, buddy.
To the money zone, we pay to play, win or lose, somebody getting paid today, about to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say, line up, and we gon' make you famous today, somebody tell mama they done smoked at the kitchen, put yourself on the board and play your position, it's a win-win, so how could you lose, pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove, as a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A,
we're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the pay.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
Hey, Troy Calloway, what's up, doctor? Back Talk Nation, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Smack Talk Show with Pro Stock Joe. 90 minutes of nonstop news and entertainment dedicated to the most exciting of all motorsports, and that, my friends, that, my very, very good friends, will be grudge racing. If you don't know, whoo-wee, now you know what I know. All right. Welcome to the ride, one and all. You could have been any place else in the world, but you chose to be here to meet today. So thank you, and thank you, too. Man, I had some exciting news. I had an exciting event happen to me this past weekend. I found my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm now a Christian. So all of you folks that didn't want me to curse no more and didn't want me to be so mean, well, you got the new Pro Stock, the 360 Pro Stock. I turned it around, all the way around, and I'm going to be calling some of you personally to make my amends. I have broken a lot of the Ten Commandments. I think about 11 or 12 of the Ten Commandments I've broken, and so I'm trying to repent. I'm trying to do the right thing and make amends. It's going to be a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, but in order to get to something, you got to go through something. So to anybody on here that I've ever insulted or made feel anything other than I love you and that you were small and I was big and or any of those things like that, I truly apologize to you, heartfelt. And you can accept it or not, and that's up to you, but it doesn't worry me anymore because I did what I had to do. I just told you what I had to tell you, and that's all we can do. We can't see anybody. You can't look at life from anybody else's eyes. You got to look at it from our own. And other people might have a job for you or thoughts about what you're doing and how you do what you do, how you do you. And I think that's part of the problem. So what's happening? Antoine Collins, what's up, man? You bad tree cutting mama. Christine Randall, hey. How you doing? Yeah, you bad tree. Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody 100% about what's going on down there at for this weekend. I don't know. So I said I was going to have a big announcement. I am going to wait to the end of the show before we do that. I'm not going to open the show right now with that. But let me see. Oh, well. Anyway. So has anybody talked to Long Island Joe about the show this weekend? Because unless I'm the only one that got this, this forecast is not looking terrific for any of us. So let me call Long Island Joe and let's see what he's talking about. And is everybody hearing me okay? Let's see. Testing. Yeah, we good. Tori Thomas, what up, doctor? Joe said he's going to make a call Wednesday. Okay, good deal. I ain't got to call him then. Well, you know what? I like to get it from the horse's mouth. I don't like to hear third-hand stuff because I remember one time. Okay. You want to tell me something? No, we're on the show. We're on the show.
Okay.
We just call that. Yeah, you guys, come on in.
All right, I got Jeff on here too.
Pro the top. The only white man I know is black from the half, from the waist down. What's up,
he
doctor?
Said ass down.
I said the waist down. The waist down, not the ass down, Jeff. Not that. No, oh, bad words. Excuse me, I can't say bad words. I can't say bad
Jeff,
words.
Jeff, you know they got you on live now, so you're on the radio.
What radio?
My show. The Smack Talk show with Pro Stock Joe.
What the fuck y'all doing? Y'all doing over there?
We don't want to talk. We're trying to find out from Joe and you guys what we looking like for the weekend. I heard that you said Wednesday you're going to make a call, and Antoine Collins was good enough to say that.
Yeah. Pro Stock, if you guys look on the thing, just look on your weather report. I'm getting ready to pull it up right now. Fake done, right?
Okay.
All right. I just pulled it up and just look at precipitation, right?
Right.
I'm looking at Saturday right now. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
It says 0.05.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing.
I understand it. The problem is it's going to rain, and you go look at what it says when it's supposed to rain. Where it's supposed to, that's right by the track there. Now, what they're saying is the morning time. So
okay.
Just make sure you guys look at it first. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm not worried about it can rain all the way up to 10 o'clock in the morning. And as long as it's clear after that, I got no problem. I will stay on it. I will run it. But if it's during the afternoon and stuff, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
So that's my whole thing. That's why I said I'm waiting till Wednesday.
Okay.
Because it keeps changing.
You know what? It does. It does. It does. It does.
And I'm not going to lie to you. It says, now I'm looking at my thing now, it says 40%. And the weather, the temperature went up to 70. So now if you turn around and you look and see what it says when it's supposed to rain, and you take that map and you run it down, when it's supposed to rain at 12 in the morning. So that's considered the whole day regardless, whatever they're going to say. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it like you guys told me, then I don't care when it stops. If it stops at 10 o'clock, 9, we drying that track off. They got everything there to jet dry everything.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worrying about that. The problem is I don't want to be worrying about rain coming later on in that afternoon or anything. That's my problem. So that's
it looks like on Friday it stops. It's in the morning time, and at night there's nothing. And then it looks like on Saturday, just what you said.
That's the problem. That's
huh?
the problem. I just want, it keeps changing. I don't want to turn around. That's
right.
My whole thing right now. I just want to make sure we got the right thing. And let me just tell you the precipitation on Friday. I'm looking at it done. All right. So let me just look at the precipitation. It's 0.15.
That's nothing either. That's an inch.
Five.
That's an inch and a half. That's 0.15 inch.
Yeah,
well,
that's like a drizzle thing.
Right. And then Saturday, I'm looking at it now, it went down 22%.
That's what I'm saying. It fluctuated the other day. It was down like it was all clear all the way through. So I'm just letting you know. Right now, we just got to wait, play it by you, because I think there's a cloud that's supposed to be passing through, and it could go. It could go to the west or it could go to the east. That's the problem.
Okay.
That rain
could.
That's the problem right now. So that's what I don't want to call nothing and everybody cry that, you know, why you call it, you know what I mean? And
what?
I understand. And I'm actually going to leave it up to the people. I'm not be mad at nobody that don't make it there for the whatever, because I can understand if they don't want to take the chance or whatever they got to do. That's no problem there. I'm going to let them be the best. But right now, as far as me, I'm not going to call it because I'm looking at it right now. It's like point something. If it was, say, 2 inches or whatever rain, shit like that, that'd be something different.
Right.
I don't even have a half an inch of rain. That's what that gives me, you know? And then the time of frame that it has. I mean, last year, if you guys remember, rain was coming in at a certain time, and it was a half an inch of rain that's supposed to rain. It padded up to 60-some% last year. But that rain cloud was at, I forgot what it was. It was like 4 o'clock or something. It was an hour. So it was going to miss us. You remember it came, it rained. Everybody thought it was over. And they said, nope, we're going to dry it right off and get right back to racing. They said, just
join the meeting.
So that's what we're going to do, the same thing. I'm actually going to wait to see what happens first. And whatever happens after that, we'll know. You know, I can't say anything.
That's fair. That's fair. It sounds like a plan.
I don't want to call nothing and say something the wrong thing to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hold on. I will let everybody know on Wednesday for sure. And Dexter will make sure we got everything going.
All right, good deal on that.
I don't want to turn around. I mean, I wanted to get this thing over with. A lot of guys, a couple of races we definitely want to see, like Jeff and Jackie Chan already done said it, you know, what they wanted to do, you know.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, I got a couple more. I put it this way, I'll say it. You know, like Andy called me up about trying to hold some money for a race, you know, and I guess Andy wanted to see, Young Stank said he wanted to run Chan with the 1-1, and Andy wanted to put the money up.
Mm-hmm.
So But I thought Young Thing wasn't coming myself. But they said he had Roy Hazelwood on the line with him. That's what he told me, and said that he was wanted to do it. And I guess Andy told him he wanted to meet up with me. And I go pick up the money. So he wants to do it.
You just got it. It's in God's hands right now. So Troy said, yes, sir, it's been raining here like mad for 5 days. So hopefully it can rain itself out. And
is it raining down there already? It's raining now?
I don't know where Troy Calloway is. But what's up, OG Bobby? What's up, Deion Kennedy? I don't know where he is. OG Bobby said that's why you can't guarantee a race in this time of season, because March and April are unpredictable weather. And even though it's true, but, God.
You can't guarantee, let me just say this here, you can't guarantee no race. I don't care who.
No race. No race.
I don't care who you are. I've been to a track one day. This wasn't clear. The day that Andy and Young Stang and Rhodey, all of them were going to run at Buzz Creek, there was a fishing ranch, 10% chance of rain. Do you know it rained the rest of the day?
Yeah, I remember that. I was there. Troy Calloway says he's in Texas. And Gregory Sharp, what's up, doctor? How's that eye? No, but Troy, yeah, I know what you mean, Joe. I was there that day. It had no rain, and everybody was there. It was packed house, and boom, skies fell open. No rain in the forecast. Couldn't explain it.
Because I'm actually holding on to this here car. Actually, no lie, I just wanted to run what's his name first. But after this, this car probably be gone because I have me another little car. So something to cruise though. I didn't even tell you, Jeff, yet. I got AC Cobra. AC Cobra.
Finally got smart and got a Ford.
Not the race. It's just a cruise.
Oh, okay.
Just a cruise. Not now. Just a cruise. I like it.
Jeff trying to make a mess up our Chevrolet
connection.
Ain't got
no radio. Don't have no radio, no nothing. It comes like that from Fassy. The 427 Ford motor, the whole bit.
See? You got a Ford. I knew it.
Oh, Lord. Long Island Joe, we about to ban you. We about to ban you off the show, man. We about to ban you off the show with them dang on Ford. Now, Jeff came in the door with a Ford, so he acceptable. He, and Jeff is, a superstar in the league, so he did that. You a superstar, too.
Jeff got a Chevy motor from Ford with some Ford valve covers.
Huh? Oh, that's what it is? Okay. So we good then. We good.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Shit. Yeah, man, I hope it don't rain, man. I got three suckers on the line. You boys let them get off. God.
Did you say three suckers on the line?
I got three of them. Al Boogie, Jackie Chan.
Sucker number one.
And then who's the other guy? Ted DiBiase, whatever the hell that goofball is.
Yeah. Okay.
He got to be the dumbest man in America.
And you're going to make him the saddest man in America.
Yeah, dumbest. How you be dumb and sad? That's fucked up. Poor guy.
Lord, to the hell, mercy. I met him.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's all I can say.
Look, man, we've been waiting for this man for 13 months. I mean, how long we've been waiting for? We've been waiting for a long time, but... It's finally here, so y'all hold on.
That one race, I'm not going to lie to you. The race that I got, I want to see, and I've been dying to see it, between Jackie Chan and Cassius Clay.
Mm.
You can't ask nothing better than that. They finally going to get it off. I mean, if you talk to the one crew on one side, they said they're going to gap them. Talk to the other two crew on the other side, they said they're going to gap them. So that's what you call a race. Finally going to get to see both of them, go at it.
Hey, Long, and ain't nobody scared, and ain't nobody glad.
Hey, Pro Shot.
Yes, sir.
If you was out in the street, right, and you seen a 220-pound black man.
Okay.
And 135-pound Chinese Jackie Chan. Who the hell you betting on?
The 225-pound Chinese man?
Yeah, no, I didn't say the Chinese man that big. I said
Oh, I didn't hear what you had with. I must have mixed it up.
Yeah, you got it mixed up. So how the hell Jackie Chan going to beat Cassius Clay? Ain't no way. That motherfucker can't beat no Muhammad Ali. My goodness.
You know what? This look. I saw Bruce Lee and Ali do an exhibition fight one time, and
yeah.
I think Bruce Lee hurt him, but Ali won.
That was a heavyweight there. That guy that was kicking him in the leg.
Oh, that Chinese dude with the big the Chinese wrestler. Okay,
yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He
was laying down, kicking him in the leg.
Yeah, but he also did an exhibition match with Bruce Lee as well. So Ali was the greatest, man. He did a lot of stuff. So he's just like Jeff. Jeff will race anybody, like you, Long Island Joe. That green bacon on her head more races than I don't know who in graduation. The most great race in history by one car, the Green Vega.
Mm.
What's the name of that? Collard greens? What's the name of the car?
Grouch.
The Grouch, okay.
I like collard greens. We're going to change the name of that motherfucker.
That's what they were calling it before.
That's what they say, collard greens.
What you mean they ain't never seen no Bruce Lee? I seen Bruce Lee. Deion Kennedy said, Joe, you ain't never seen no Bruce Lee. Stop it. I did see Deion. I seen Bruce Lee. I seen them.
You gotta say you're too young to see that.
No, I'm old.
Deion Kennedy,
I'm old.
Hey, Deion Kennedy's on here.
Yeah,
he's
on there.
Well, Joe, if you cancel this race because of the rain, I might maybe get Jackie Chan to go to Deion.
Yeah. Why not?
There you go.
Oh, they got a big race.
The rain don't stop no show, man. That's big, Jeff. We definitely appreciate it, man, because we know we love Deion Kennedy and we want to support him. We want to support Gigante. We also want to support Joe and Dexter as well as a lot. So, but Mother Nature, that's God's work. And can't nobody speak for God but God. So
yeah. We
can talk about all the weather reports we want. That's just man trying to predict what God going to do. And anyway, we know how that works out.
We gotta get somebody to build an indoor facility. And have to worry about the weather.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
like
that'd be good.
They got indoor everything else. Why not car track?
Yeah, they got them indoor motherfucking monster trucks and shit race indoors.
A little eight mile strip in the stadium. That shouldn't be nothing.
Yeah. Well, you ain't even got to close in the side. You know what I mean? Just enough to keep the weather off of you.
Yeah. Okay.
That way the stadium and shit. Yeah. I'll make you two Joes get together the money y'all two got and go ahead and get it done.
Yeah. I can go down to Walmart and get some canopies.
Hey, listen. I can go with him and help carry him. I can't pay for that.
That's the thing, man. I understand a lot of the stuff these guys are coming from far away. You know, they call me, but right now I can't make a note. I can't do nothing right now. I can't say anything. I feel bad, you know, for them. But like I said, I'll wait till Wednesday. I mean, that's what we said. We'll wait till Wednesday morning. We'll make sure we're going to tell everybody what we're doing. It's still early. And look, you guys just seen just a while ago. I mean, I don't know what to say, man. The percentage goes up, down, every, I mean, it seems like every 12 hours, the damn percentage changed. I'm like, what the heck? You know, so it's crazy. I don't know what to tell you.
It's saying that the rain percentage on Saturday is only 45% Saturday.
Yeah, and you see what the temperature that went up to, it went to 70 now.
Yeah, I like to bet a bet on that fucking, if I could bet the lottery at 60. 45% that shit. I mean, good shit. That means it's fucking 65%. It ain't gonna rain.
Mm-hmm. But then,
oh, yeah,
like I said, you guys make sure this is what you have to look at. If it says percentage of rain, if it says it could, wouldn't the percentage of rain? If it's 12 in the morning to 3 in the morning, if that's the percentage, I'm not worried about it. If the rest of the day is clear, ain't no problem. It ain't like we had Fayetteville that we didn't have a jet dry or nothing to clean the track. They got the whole thing there. Everything's going to be run right on through and blow it right off. Like I said, they got the state of art, everything right there. You know, it poured down like hell that day that we were at the track. I said, man, this is crazy. They said, no, we can get it running right back. I was like, really? So, yeah, we'll have it back. No problem. Came
hey,
right
Joe.
Back, it's, fighting like hell.
Hey, Joe, I'm looking at my I'm looking at my weather report here, and it says that the rain starts at about midnight on Saturday morning, 12 o'clock midnight, and ends about, look like about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and from there on out, it's clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, that's the problem. Everybody's looking at the percentage. They're saying percentage. People call them percentage. And they're looking and thinking, oh, it rained out for the day. But I'm not worried. I just want to find out when it's going to rain. Once I find that out, I'm good.
But the problem is 30 or 40% of these motherfuckers that are talking about it, they want it to rain. They're trying to get
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have to fucking race, cocksucker. They want to talk about racing all.
Yeah, that's
good evening.
You did say a whole lot there, because I know some.
What's up, Ghetto Cowboy?
Trying to get out of a race doing a rain dance, so, you know. And like I said, if you don't think that we didn't try to get out there, that we're trying to get out there, we done rented the whole rig and everything, taking the cars out, the car haulers and everything, getting the stuff out. Went out the alligator, we done bought the alligator, everything. So, like I said, don't think that we ain't trying to make sure something happens, you know.
OG Bobby said that would be a good investment, indoor track. That would definitely make money.
Yeah. I don't know who had the money to pay for that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the only thing, man. You know, that indoor track would be something, but golly, man. You think you can be able to hang with all the fumes inside there when it's indoor like that?
Yeah, but
you
don't close up.
It can be done.
Build a ventilation system. Just get some investors. That's all.
You know, when they do the big, when they do the Bigfoot and everything indoors, that's indoors.
Yeah.
You know,
all you gotta do is get some investors.
Man, look,
don't put it down.
We could even get some investors for English Counter Echo, and man, we gonna try to get it indoor. That's what I'm looking.
You might be talking to the wrong people.
Man, look, I don't know who everybody, I'm not going to lie, everybody wanted a track in Jersey, want to keep the track in Jersey, but nobody would step up and buy the place. Nobody. That's a damn good shame. You would think that would be it, you know. There ain't nothing left after this. Akko was it. I mean, what else you got? You know, you got his Island Dragway now. And look, I'll just tell you straight out how it is at Island. You know, I looked at the thing the other day, and I read how they got it going on, what they say. And I get it where they're trying to say you can't be at the starting line. But if you look and see what they just put down, if you want to be at the starting line, it's going to cost you $50. Come on. Y'all seen that? $50 extra.
Hey,
wow.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it.
I guess
yeah.
$50 protects you. It makes you safe. So they ain't worried about safety. They just worry about getting those $50 a person.
Yeah, so now you're talking about it costs $30 to enter the track, another $50. So as a spectator, if you was doing that, it's going to be $80 a day for you. And let me just make sure, let me just clear this up too, because while I'm on here, Joe, they had made a mistake. Somebody had put it out there. So I'm going to put it out there to clear it up. It was $70 for the tech card. $70 is for the car to race that day. It's $70 for tech car and driver. That's what they didn't say. It costs $25 to enter, and it costs $45 for a tech car. That's what it is. So
you know what? Hey,
so,
Joe.
Don't get me wrong. I see the other people got $100 for a tech car or $150 for a tech car. Then they had plus getting in. The guy put down seven. That's what he meant. $70 is $45 for the tech card, $25 for the driver.
Yeah, so you know what? I think we got a messaging problem. I think one year at Lions, Tigers, and Bears, we had the biggest confusion because of that tendency that we have to separate tech cards from admission. Now, understand, everybody knows it takes a little extra to go down the track than it do for just to come in the track and watch. So why don't we just what I'm going to do is I'm going to start saying one price. The race is this, and to spectate is that. If you bring a race car in, you pay race car price. If you don't, you don't. That makes it simple. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, that's what I think what they put down. But I just figured to let them know it's been 45 hours. It's 45. I mean, normally, you guys know, I only charge for a tech card was $40. I've been charging for how many years? I just had to go up $5 on the thing. That's it. I told them guys back then I didn't want to go up no further. You know, and honestly, tell the truth, I didn't. So it stayed at 45. It's going to be at 45 for the tech card. And I don't know how many years you guys can say. It's still the same thing, 25 for the get inside the spectator. I'm not going up on that either. You know, and they know how much the facility costs. I mean, it ain't no secret. Everybody knows how much it is. And they all know how much it's costing for the security because you got to have them bonded now. You can't have just regular walking around with a shirt on. So ever since the things that happened at some certain tracks, certain events, that's what they've got cracked down on. And, you know, and I Virginia Motorsports is just going and banding with the same thing. They're talking about doing the same thing when they try to get it back. They're trying to get the gross thing back, and they want to have the same way to security, and they got to pay for all that. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, some law enforcement that can carry whatever they want to carry on, you know, can lock you up on the premises that they have to, you know, stuff like that. Anything happens, it's under them. Their insurance has got to take care of it. So that being said, all that, I didn't ask for nothing no more. I didn't try to pay no more. I'm not trying to make no, you know what I mean? Everybody thinks that, oh, they're making a killing. Well, just to honestly tell you the truth, that's why when they told me about the capital that time, and we had to get the law enforcement and everything, it was $45,000 over 45, and I just showed everybody, you know, for one day. That would have been capital just to do it that way, to do it the right way, you know. And that's like, come on, there's no way I could take a gamble with something like that. That being said, don't get me wrong, and I'm going to tell you straight out. I told you guys, which I had two people that said they wanted to be on with them, to cook off contest with the macaroni and cheese. They're talking about helping out, whatever. They were sponsored, whatever. But I already seen it where somebody's going backpedaling and getting out of it. So I'm not worried about it. I said I'm going to do it. I'm still going to do it. How about that? So by all rights, what I said, I'm saying I'm going to do, it goes down. It goes down regardless. That macaroni and cheese contest will still be there. And I will give the money out, and it'll be done. And I'll tell you straight out, it ain't going to be none of that junk where I got to worry about, oh, I got to wait for this guy to give me some money. No, I said it's going to happen. That's my word.
Do it, Long Island Joe. I love it. Do it, Long Island Joe.
You know, that's all it's going to be. I can't, you know, I like when people see, they think everything, you know, good, they ready to jump on board, but they think they're going to go bad, they're a little worried. You know, myself, you say something, you got 60 words. So that's what I'm doing. So that being said, that macaroni and cheese contest still happens. That's how I look at it. If I can come out there, I don't care what it got to do. I'm going to make sure it happens. The money is there. Ain't got to worry about it. So that being said, I'm going to make sure I get tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I get all the people that's supposed to be involved in it. And that's how I'm going to do it. Those guys will go at it. And if I'm coming down there, let's just say this here way. Regardless if it don't, I don't care. We got to find a park somewhere and go do the daggone thing, the macaroni and cheese contest. And I'll cook the fish and everything out there, and I'll make sure we have the macaroni and cheese contest there, even if it ain't at a track. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do while I'm down there. It don't matter. If we ain't at the track, it don't matter. We're going to have some fun regardless. And to me, it's all about the fun. It ain't about nothing else. You know, that's my thing. When I can turn around and have fun and meet everybody, I ain't seen them so long. You got to love it. If you ain't love it, ain't no need going about it. That's about what I say. If you're in for the hustle game, that's your business. You know, I ain't going to knock what you do. You do what you do. Me, myself, I gotta love what I want to do and have fun with it. So that's why
OG Bobby said, you can send me that prize now. And Chan Thomas said, I don't think they really want $50, but what are they to do if they can't get people out the starting line? I got one answer. Not let them up
do
there.
Do like we do.
Not let them up there.
This is the bad part. You got to do the same thing that we had to do. We had to come in there. That was part of the agreement with the track. And we had to go and get these people bonded when you're doing a thing. And then officer standing there and he can't go, but only four people per car and be done with it. They reinforce that so you can't go through. And that's it. The problem is a lot of people don't want to spend the money. All right? I'm just saying straight out like this. A lot of guys don't tell you everything. And this is a guy that you hear certain people talking about, oh, this year, you know, this and that. And they wonder why the event they ain't doing much. Oh, they didn't do this event because they ain't spending the money. How about that? You know and I know what the deal is.
You guys know what kind of nightmare those guys go through.
Huh?
I was going to say, you guys know what kind of nightmare the track would go through if somebody got hurt on that start line that didn't belong there.
Look, it already happened. It happened at Florida.
That's not worth taking a risk.
They took a risk at that back then. It happened a couple of places that the same way. You had one guy put the car in reverse, and the damn joker ran the man over, right?
They're in court system right now.
Everybody, but that's what I'm saying.
You can't blame the track. The man got a business to run. And the insurance is probably high as hell.
Well,
now, you know, people want to.
This is my thing. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you, right? You know, they don't want to say that. They don't want to be the one to say. But meanwhile, let a promoter down there, they'll tell you that you're in charge of that. You have to take care of that start line. You can't have that. So the only way you can have it, right? You got to have somebody like security keep everybody back. Hey, we can't do it. Do you know Buzz Creek now? Go look at Buzz Creek. They put the barricades there for standing there. Two states.
But that's any event, though. Any event you give, if you go into a place, you're responsible for security. That's any event.
Well, put it this way. Buzz Creek doesn't even have an event. And I guarantee you won't see everybody go on the start line. Why? Because they got the guy standing there. And your butt, go ahead and walk over there if you want. You'll get escorted out the track. You want to act stupid? Guess what? Get your butt locked up. And so the whole thing, everybody got to do the same thing. The problem is a lot of people don't want to spend the money. That's all. Let's be real. That's a lot of people don't want to say that. Hey, ACCO, let's be real. What's the deal? What was the deal with that track? They ain't want to spend the money on the VHT. How about that? You want a skating ring after you pass out 40 feet. Now you're sliding all over the track. Why is the reason? There ain't no reason for that because that was a great track. That was one of the hookingest tracks I would say. But the reason why they hooked it because they wasn't spraying no more after they get over there. They've been cheap. They pocketing the money. Everything went up until they figured
out.
Which track was that? That was ACCO.
Oh, wow.
Everybody was having problems. They leave out the gate. It was great. After you get about 40, 50 feet out, boy, you're on your own. So,
wow. That
being said, I told you what they were doing. They were only spraying a little bit, and that was it. They were trying to save money. But, you know, like I said, you know, my whole thing was, to me, I'm going to spend that money because if you don't, if I'm not happy, I'm not coming back there. So you got to give them that customer service. They got to turn around and say, I got to make sure they're happy with this when they think it come back. That's what kind of customer service. That's what kind of promoter or whatever you're supposed to be. Don't get me wrong. I see other promoters turn around and try to, you know, help out and give them a little extra. And that's the reason why. You want to make sure that they're coming back. They remember stuff. You know, we still, even though we had Fayetteville did not have all the latest technology and all that stuff, but our thing was the courtesy, helping out everybody, trying to get whatever we can give to them, you know, make them feel at home, having a good time. And that's the whole thing you want to do. You don't want to turn around. And I'm telling you right now, if you went to a place and the food was garbage, you going to come back there and go eat again? Am I right? Would you go back to that restaurant that food was garbage? No? So you got to turn around and make sure you please everybody and try to keep going. That's all I look at it. It's like certain things you do. I mean, there's certain trademarks certain people do. Certain trademarks. Look, I do the little food contest. I like having it, you know, and let everybody eat it at the end. How about that? Having fun with it.
Yeah.
It's no main.
Big props out to you, Joe, for doing that, man. You've been taking stands for a long time and, you know, making it happen and giving people opportunities to shine. You know, I mean, I ain't got no car to the track, and OG Bobby ain't got no car, but we both the stars that day because we was in a banana plucking contest that Avon Thorpe cheated on and won. I mean, no, he didn't. He won fair and square. But anyway, I'm just joking. The point is, we was all part of that story because of you. You and Dexter cooking the pigs in Fayetteville. Stories. Yeah, everybody had fun. So big props out to you, man. You and Dexter, Fines, the whole crew. Y'all been doing it for a long time, man.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see everybody, you know, like, I don't want nobody being like, oh, man, golly, I couldn't afford this, couldn't afford it, cost this. I don't want to hear it. Like, I don't think it should be on the racer's back. I don't think it's true. You get a lot of people that get really greedy. Once they got you there, it's over. You know, so basically, I don't want you with no surprises. So I want you to know exactly what you're coming in at that gate. I don't want you hearing something and come to that gate. Damn, Joe charges $150 for a tech card. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want no surprise like that. I'm going to tell you straight out what it is. There ain't going to be no changes. You at least you'll know when you come there. You know how you budget yourself on what you're taking with you. You know, there's guys that got 2 and 3 cars that have them there. But, you know what I mean? So they pay $45 for a tech card. But the same guy's driving every time, so he ain't got to worry about it. You know? That's the whole deal. My son's driving 1, 2, 3, 4 cars that day. Right? And they bring in all 4 cars, but it's only paying for him just one time to drive. You know, the tech car is $45 for each car, that's all. That's all he's doing. So that's how it's going. So I just want to make sure everybody knows, because they were getting the wrong opinion. Thought it was $70, then they got to pay the $25 one time. No, it's $70 altogether. It's $45 for a tech car, $25 to get in. All sectors are the same thing, $25. And if you come on the spectator side, it's the same price, but the free parking. And you just walk right across. Free parking. You know, I know a lot of guys like to always pull up and want to be up in the stage and then to be always close up there. But you gotta understand, last year, if I'd have let all those cars just come all through there, you wouldn't be able to park the race car. So I tell them, go on the other side for free. Or if you got to park, you have to park on the parking side over there, and it costs you $20. So which one you want to do? Some guys just didn't care. I want to just be there. I want to be on the pit side. I'm like, wow. And meanwhile, you just walk across. It didn't. It was the same distance. You're actually closer when you go from the spectator side over on the other side to the fans. It's nothing. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't know what to say. Everybody's got their own flavor, how they like to be. And they like to be up personal, close, with their car. And, it is what it is. It's up to your pride. And I'm going to leave it up to everybody else that wants to do with their races. I'm going to go the same way. Because, I mean, if anybody's got more to lose, it'll be me. Anybody know how much that track is? Well, you know. Ain't nothing high pro stock. You know the deal.
Ain't
hard to tell what it is. And then by the time you add, you know, everything else, you know, it's a lot. But I'm willing to go ahead and see it. I'm waiting till Wednesday. That's all I want to do. And
well,
like
Joe,
said,
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's your decision, and you mm-hmm. shared your decision with everybody else. Please stop feeling like you have to explain your decision. I got what you're saying, but that's the problem. That's the problem that we're in now. We're in the space where everybody can't make their own decision. You're doing Long Island Joe. You're doing what Long Island Joe do. Now, I ain't got to agree what Long Island Joe do. I ain't even got to like what Long Island Joe do. But the only thing is, Long Island Joe just explained to me what he's doing, and that's it. We don't have to go no further than that. Why do we need to explain why you're doing what you're doing?
And like I said, from down there ready to the beef down there, and we got the, like I told you, we got the food ready, so what the hell?
All right, let's talk about some racing. If it's going to happen this weekend, let's talk about some racing, man. You done told everybody you're going to give it a make the call on Wednesday. Wait till Wednesday and get the call, man. So let's find out who's going to race, because Jeff said he's going to tear something up. Jeff said he's going to hurt something, do some unspeakable things to somebody, some ungodly things.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, I plan on knocking King Carolina ding-a-ling to the dirt.
Yeah.
I told
him. And he kicked him in the ding-ding.
I told him. I know he changed everything and did everything.
You stop telling that man secrets. You stop telling that man secrets. He don't know what he did.
He tried to be sneaky about it and mess around and call the wrong person to go buy something. I'll be there. Can't write to me. They gonna ask me. I'm supposed to be running now. I got.
Hey, but listen.
Okay.
Listen.
It's all good.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm here.
So when you get ready for your big grudge race, don't you do everything to get an advantage?
Yeah, try to.
Okay, well that's what he's doing, Joe. He got caught in the heat house, but I ain't mad at Kane, Carolina. I ain't mad at you. You done probably did you a little turn a few screws and tighten a few bolts and check some other stuff. So how y'all racing?
Yeah.
Did Joe go back? All right, Joe, tell me about this Ted DiBiase race. Tell me about the race with the boy you going to Ted Carolina.
Now, I'm gonna run that Malibu. You know, juice to juice. I'm gonna come off with Ted, fight everything on it. He come with his Malibu the way it is. I said I'm gonna run him. I'm gonna do it.
Who's Malibu?
Like, star 6. There you go, OG Bobby. Don't call nothing, man. Don't even put them goddamn differentials on the ground.
Don't call nothing, OG Bobby. The man, he looked good, though. It sounded good. It looked good, you know. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. We've been anticipating.
What you would.
North versus South for a few months. So.
Join the meeting.
I want to see you try to do a burnout with your tractor trailer, OG Bobby. I would like to see that.
Oh, shit. Big old cowboy going to call his bluff, huh?
You know what's real interesting? We're sitting here talking to ourselves, and I'm trying to figure out how long it's going to take this man to acknowledge that his audience can't communicate with him.
The whole show?
Hey, Cliff, I'm listening to you.
I guess he thinks he's talking to us. I guess he thinks that we're responding to him or something. I don't know.
How could he think that?
When he turns the music on.
Hey, Cliff.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone.
Yeah, I think he's on the other phone.
You are unmuted.
No, I think he's on the other phone.
I apologize. No, I apologize to everybody. So I'm back now. Technology
that's
is...
That's all right. We was having our own show.
I see. So that's a good
thing.
This is set up. So that's why I give everybody host privileges. So that if I'm not here, you guys can keep going without me, right? Where the show works. Huh?
Well, we appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, we were just about to get the lottery numbers from Ghetto Cowboy before you interrupted.
Hey, Street.
Yo.
You know what they say about junk on wheels?
Oh, shit. What they say, Mark?
Lion Lock Crew.
Hey, man, I can't let you do that, man. I'm an honorary member of the Lion Lock Crew. I can't let you do that, man.
Is it true? Fuck him. I'm DP ready. If he act like he don't like what I said.
So I'm going to back on up. I'm going to sit in the bushes. The man got a voice. His mic is open.
Yes, it is. Can't do nothing about it.
It's open.
Simon said they look anything look good by themselves. I apologize for interrupting, Cliff. I'm just trying to keep everybody up to date.
Yeah, and Mark knew the same thing.
Don't know shit. I'll be wasting my time. I know.
Hey, no, but I mean, if you sound good and Streets co-signed it and you did a burnout and it looked impressive.
Little time to cash and just flick ass mouth.
What you want me to tell you? I'm happy for you. What the fuck you want me to tell you?
I don't tell you now. I don't say.
Well, then all you got to do is keep quiet. Let me tell you, man. Just keep quiet then.
Yeah. You didn't want to talk about me.
I didn't talk about you. I just asked you.
Just like you said, I ain't asked no questions about that junk you got. Don't ask you about mine.
He know what they say about burnout. And he said no. And
you know what they say about junk on wheels.
Well, listen, I wouldn't know.
You got to know. So you should know.
I wouldn't know. I bet you couldn't buy my car
Mark,
tomorrow. I bet you
Mark,
could.
How, How would Cliff know about burnouts? You ever see his burnouts? No smoke comes out of his tires.
You see him leave the line? Like, I'm just going. He's got multiple catastrophic failures, like driver, car, wheel, burnout.
Pulls to the left, you know?
What can go wrong will go wrong.
What the fuck?
Ghetto Cowboy, I guarantee you, I'll bring a time slip. And I bet you my 60 is better than yours or right there with yours.
I bet you not.
Well, listen, whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. The last motherfucker who did some shit like that had to pay off and cop the plea. So yeah, I think you know you fucking with.
And how about the reaction?
Okay, I don't listen. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You heard what I said.
Okay,
you heard.
Okay. 60. Okay. But we'll see this year. Who 60 is better?
Man, listen. If you think I'm going to wait for you, go build your gingerbread house.
You can be my gingerbread. You can be my gingerbread man. How about that? I'll build a house if you're my gingerbread man.
Some shit going on around here.
Nah, yeah. It's a low power.
Yo, you look funny with that TV behind your head.
Street, that's a nice logo. I like that, man. I like that.
Appreciate you, Kevin. Appreciate you. But, mm-hmm. Hey, goddamn Ghetto Cowboy, you're not going to talk to my boy like that, man. We don't appreciate that shit.
Let that man run his mouth. Because, for sure, the picture that's behind him will always not be his.
Okay, I'm just saying I like it.
So back to pro side.
So understand that. Streets, your TV fits you. That car, he can't do a damn thing without it unless you get permission or permission.
No, I don't need permission. I could take the car anytime I want. I choose not to do it because I choose not to. All the races I race, it's on me.
Not to.
And then we could, okay, so get it straight.
That's a double negative, and that you can't get no positive.
No, it isn't. There's some double negative. No.
I choose not to.
That's right.
Drink water because you drink water, or do you drink water because you need to drink water? Now do you understand the difference?
The difference is I move when I want to move, not because you tell me to.
Listen, that's all good, Pop Cow, but that's all good, man. I'm good with that. Good with that.
I'm sorry, I'm having technical difficulties over here. I apologize, Ghetto Cowboy, but just got a new calling from Long Island Joe and Jeff Rogers again, so I apologize.
And I got Kane Calhoun on here too.
Okay, good deal. What's up, Kane?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hold on, wait a minute.
There he goes. I knew he was going to say that loud there.
That's what he said.
Being an objective reporter that I am, I got to let you know.
Right.
Kane was the one talking about you.
What did he say?
He said, your third grade teacher ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Well, I don't know about my third grade teacher, but I know that I ain't shit. So, that's,
you know,
I can't speak for my third grade teacher. She was a very nice lady from what I remember, but, you know, that's just a long time ago.
You're wrong for that, Kane.
You're wrong for that, King.
About you or your third grade teacher, Long Island Joe, got it off his chest. Something he's been wanting to say to you, Joe. He just used me for an excuse, and he didn't have to. He really wanted to tell you how he felt, so he got it off his chest.
Well, look, as far as I know, hey, King, as far as I know, Long Island Joe is a man's man. He not like me and don't always say what I need to say. I would put skirt to on my when I spit, but he keep it real. So if he say he didn't say it, I got to go with him. I got a little more experience with him than I do with you. So I don't think Joe would say that about me. But I'm gonna ask him right in front of you. Joe, did you say the things about me that Cam Carolina said you said? Okay, well, I'll take you at your word, then. Yeah.
Hold on. We got Jeff Rogers on here right now, right? We got Jeff Rogers on here. Jeff, did he not say something about some love
And I had to tell them to watch it. I had to watch that because it's a different kind of love what they be talking about. Jeff Rodden.
See?
Wait.
Tell it
Jeff,
on, Joe.
Hold on. Where's Jeff at? Jeff is here.
I'm right here.
Did he? What did he say? Did he say some love when we had to shut him off?
Well, yeah, because you know nowadays homosexuality is all good now. You can do whatever you want. So if he's gay, that's all right with me. I don't care. I mean, I don't hold it against.
See now, you see how you guys wrote and just messed that all up. Lord, hey, Pro Star, let me tell you what I said. I told Jeff Rogers he's locked in with Al Boogie this weekend, and I told him I love your energy towards that racist because we're gonna beat the hell out of you, and you're gonna still be in good spirits after we beat the shit out of you. That's what I told you. We love the energy towards that. Nothing is homosexual about that. Now, Pro Star, come on now. They got it. Hey, Pro Star, they got to stop it. Long Island, you good, buddy. You good. You real good. I'm going to tell you.
You know what's happening? And Pro Star, to really keep it on the one, the last man that you heard say, my boss, didn't he get fired from North Carolina?
Wait, which man we talking about?
Come on, I only want, guess so, boss. All right, I ain't gonna say no more.
No, I mean I'm not sure I understand who you're talking about, so I can't really comment intelligently because I don't.
Let me refresh your memory.
Okay.
Last time Jeff went to go beat up on Dobbs, and the man fired the man. They used to call him boss because they tried to set that race up. So now he done set Al Boogie up with the race. Now Al Boogie, he always called Al Boogie his boss. Al Boogie going to fire him right after Saturday. Anybody got a job out there for the man? He going to get a job.
So Kane Carolina needs some new employment. He said,
yes, he needs his employment.
He is not going to be a grudge agent no more.
He's
going to
be
last
fired.
72 hours, he's done.
Yes.
Kane, if it's true to that wicked rumor.
He done had a heart attack. He called it Al Boogie right now, probably crying. Al, you got to get on here. Help me out. I'm telling you right now, he's getting fired. He's getting fired.
Mm-mm.
Don't get me wrong. Al Boogie made a nice pass. He did. Well, he didn't make the pass. The car went down. Somebody else drove it. But don't forget.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. If that's Al Boogie's car, does it make any difference whether or not he drove or he paid somebody to drive? Because everybody got hired.
He
was
supposed to be driving for that race. That's why.
That's why.
Well, when you want to test the car out, you don't want all that punishment on his body, so you know he put a hired gun in there. Go on, test it out. When you get it straight, I'll take it from here. You know how you driving, you got to drive 700 miles, and that last 30 miles, somebody come out. You want me to take it from here?
yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I ain't taking nothing away from Al Boogie, but it's all trash talking. I just think it's gonna be a good race, regardless.
Now, which race is this we talking about? Now, Al Boogie in what car?
Cassius Clay.
No, what's Al Boogie's car name? Tell everybody his car name.
Controversy.
So the Controversy, is that Mustang or Camaro?
Mustang.
Controversy Mustang versus the Cassius
Fentanyl
Clay Mustang.
It used to be called Fentanyl.
Oh, Fentanyl. Okay. I'm glad you got off them drugs, sir. I'm glad you got off them drugs. I just did too.
I was gonna name my Narcan if he was fentanyl. I was gonna straighten him right out.
Oh man, it's gonna be. Listen, I hope like everybody else hope that this rain does a dance and goes the other way, and we are able to get this event in because it's gonna be a lot of fun. So. Joe, you and Dexter did a great job again putting it together, man, and I hope we get to get it off. So,
hey, Long Island Joe.
Uh huh.
Hey, Long Island Joe, why is it every year everyone worries about the rain at the same time? It's every year this goes on. Everyone complains about, oh, it's going to rain. Every year for North versus South.
Actually, Gail Cowboy, not every year. There were a lot of, this has been going on 15 years now. And so out of those 15 years.
No, I understand that. I'm just talking about the years that I've been coming. Like last year, they did the same thing. Oh, it's going to rain. The year before, it's going to rain. You know?
Yeah, but Joe, you ought to stop letting it rain.
You know what it is? It's those scary people that don't want to race. They're doing that rain dance out there. That's what it is.
Okay, put a name on it. You can't make no accusation like that.
You got Kane Carolina. You got Al Boogie. You know.
You got Clifford Milford.
They got a couple. They got a couple. Somebody just I'm gonna give you the name now. Andy told me that Young Stang doing that ring dance now.
So wait a minute, Young Stang and White Lightning have a race?
No, they was gonna get the race was Jackie Chan. I gotta go. Matter of fact, I gotta pick up the money. Jackie Chan said, Andy Harris said Jackie Chan will give Young Stang 1-1. They had him on the phone yesterday. So Andy called me up today. Said, I just want to turn around. I said, okay, whatever. You want me to get him, get it? I get it. So
he ain't going to take the one. Sure. I got my hand up. Bro Stark, I got my hand up.
Go ahead, doctor. Holler at me.
Long Island Joe just put my name in a class that I do not belong talking about. I'm scared of doing a rain damn dance. What must I remind him? He coming in my motherfucking backyard. He coming in my backyard. Why the fuck am I scared of him? Why the hell am I scared of him? He coming here to meet to the Carolina.
Mm-mm. The real Carolina bad boy.
I defend him.
You know, when I come to his house, I don't even go to his back door. I just open the whole front door.
Just kick it in.
It's my house.
Long Island called me 3-4 times a day. I told him, man, look, you don't got to call me that much. This ain't going to hurt long. I promise you it won't hurt that long.
It ain't going to hurt. Uh-oh, wait a minute. It ain't going to hurt long.
It ain't going to hurt long.
Hey, Long Island.
Uh-huh. Huh?
You know he's scared. You know, look, you know when a man comes to your house looking for you, you know he's ready for you. That's the thing. We coming down there looking for them. We gotta go to their backyard and drag them out the fuck backyard and beat them in their own backyard. That's when you know your bad motherfucker.
Y'all say that same shit time after time. Look, bring your ass. That's all I can bring your ass. That's all I can do.
We coming.
Keep that same energy.
I'm coming, man.
How the fuck you say it ain't going to hurt long? How do you know how much it's going to hurt somebody else? Because I know how fast I am. That's how I know. Because I know how fast I am. It ain't going to hurt long. It'll be quick in you, I promise. I love him. I'm gonna cut the whole head off right level with his damn shoulder.
The whole head, smooth, clean off.
Right on level with his damn shoulder. You said down to the titty bone.
Man, I'm trying to tease. They gonna cut you down
he'll
to the titty bone. That's how painful.
He'll be good. Hey, he'll be good for belt towels or J.C. Penney or a mannequin to put some clothes on. He won't have no hair. They just get dressed from the shoulders down. That's it. Won't worry about no damn head.
Kane Carolina going at it, says Long Island Joe. Hey, Kane Carolina, what's the name of your car, man? Because we don't know the name of your car.
It's called the
Sweet Boo.
Gangsta Boo. It's called
Sweet
Boo.
The Boo.
I told him he better get somewhere and sit down and call the gate.
It's a sweet boo. They call you know when you call your girl, and you say, hey, boo, how you doing? That's what he called. Hey, boo, how you doing? You got to soften her up first.
That's what I'm doing now.
Soften Kane up.
Bro, stop. He lying. Look, I guarantee you, after it's over with, he going to say, man, listen,
I know I didn't have no business doing that. I know I didn't. Man, listen, I appreciate the opportunity. I ain't have no business trying it.
So you saying you're going to make him apologize to you. Step back and apologize.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the wrongs I've done. Yes,
Hold on. Wait. I'm going to give y'all something. If y'all all got to listen to this real close. You want to see how much he's trying to make me take it easy on him? Now, Kane, what did you tell your aunt, no, your sister-in-law, right, your sister-in-law aunt,
uh-huh.
what she better do for me?
Bring you a banana pudding.
Oh, what that? Don't that sound so sweet? Can you understand why? Give me a banana pudding to be easy on him.
Wow. Kane, you didn't see that one coming?
You can't tell me.
That's fine. Because back in the day, before my granddaddy butchered them hogs, he used to make sure they ate real good the week before. They ate real good before he killed them. Now you feed it. He fed them good before he killed them. Now, that's what I'm doing to Joe. I'm going to feed him real good, then I'm going to kill him dead. Watch what I tell you. Right level with his shoulder. Watch what I tell you. Cut his whole head off.
Ooh.
I don't eat until I win.
Ah, yes, sir. You better eat before you go. You ain't going to have no head when you finish. They're going to have to feed you with a tube because I'm going to cut your whole head off. They're going to feed you through your belly button. Watch what I tell you.
Okay. We're going to find out.
I ain't playing no game with you, Joe. I've been preparing for you for a long time here, ever since we locked in here. I don't want to miss you. I promise I ain't going to miss you.
I know you did a lot. Listen, you said
I've been in the gym.
Don't get scared now.
Don't get scared now.
I'm not scared. I told you what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. I told you what I'm going to do. One thing about it, leave your ass in New York. Bring it to North Carolina with you because I plan on kicking it when you get here. Now do that.
Hey, Long Island.
Mm.
Hey, Long. How you guys racing? How you guys racing?
I'm running heads up and he gonna clear me. That's what he's supposed to do. Now,
head up.
Now
I mean, he has to clear you? Okay.
It ain't the green car, it's the vet.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that Joe, what did you tell that man? No, Joe, it's not the vet. It's Shakiri Richards.
Oh, Shakiri, yes, Shakiri. She ain't on drugs no more, so she can run.
Security.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tell you this right here. Y'all, after the race, y'all check them long legs out after the race and see what they look like. If I don't rip them off.
Wow.
I said a lick to say anything. Oh,
y'all see, if Shakira really still got them long legs after this thing.
you won't stop talking about that woman. That woman did her thing now.
Yes, sir.
You said Shakira gonna run because you're on drugs. I don't want to run nothing that I own or got something to do with blood under the influence. That's a push. Everything I'm running better be under the influence of something. And that's no bush.
We got some intense stuff. We're part of those drugs because it's intense. That's all.
Oh, okay.
You know, they might have been some blood doping on her, that's all.
All right.
When he hear this thing come up around that corner, he'll have a heart
attack. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Did you see what I'm coming in? Did you see what I got coming in, how I'm coming in?
What's that?
Hold on, I'm gonna show you how we coming in, cause I know we coming in there to be Carolina. We gotta come in right. So I'm gonna send it to you right now. I hope you don't go to crying and say, they coming in like a high school.
man, I don't care.
You gotta call my motor, Joe.
Oh, come on, Nike.
You gotta call my motor, Joe.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, Nana. Oh my goodness.
Hey, listen, man. Mama Joe's doing that. What he doing right now is trying to make an excuse when he lose right now, Kelly. He's trying to show y'all, man, this is all I got. Man, you don't want to hear
that. I'm coming with everything I got to keep this thing.
No, what you're trying to do right now is spray some deep wood off. That's what you're doing because you're scared trying to spray some deep wood off and play ball.
Hey, Dan.
Don't get scared now.
Yeah. I got one of these.
I'm not gonna be scared. You gonna see?
I told you it ain't gonna hurt long. I promise you it ain't gonna hurt long.
Hey.
There you go.
You know it's still sad with the other race too. I told you I run you with the green car, and I ain't been in that car.
Not yet.
Are you a green car?
Excuse me, no buying them.
I was about to buy it. I didn't know where it's at.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We locked in already. I don't need none of that extra stuff. We locked in.
Yeah, I'm saying we can lock in another car after that.
No, hold on. What you trying to do? You're trying to get some insurance on your money. We'll talk about that after we finish our first meeting. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on that. Thank you. Sleep.
Okay.
Now, you will find out if I rent a green car, that's going to determine if you're going to come with your daggone Corvette.
I'm coming with both.
Well, bring both for me. You'll get a race, Joe.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming with both.
I get excited, Joe. Let's get it. I'm looking forward to it. I promise you I am.
You know what they said? They said you're a one-trick cowboy.
Well, I am. I'm like Popeye. I am what I am.
Hey, look, we're going to hide that spinach from you. So,
okay.
Then I heard Chris Faith's going to run you. Chris Faith got to run you Friday night, too.
I tell you what, I'm going to run Chris Faith Friday night. If I don't have him cleared at the 3:30, he can have the money. Now, how about that?
Bet that 100. Bet 100.
Bet it. I got it. Bet 100. If I don't have him cleared at the 3:30, then he can have the money.
I can have the money. We both have the money.
I don't care who get it.
Wait. I'm betting 100. You gonna give? You betting that other pot? The pot too?
Okay. I tell you what.
Which one you betting? $100 or which one you betting? How much?
I gave him that bet. I'm gonna give you a bet of $100.
$100.
Yes, I'm $100. If I don't have clear by the 3:30, I owe you $100. How about that?
That's a bet.
All right, gotcha. Bet. Now, if he don't come and he pay punk out, you still owe me $100.
If he pay punk out,
you still owe me $100 because he ain't come. And I got him cleared at the 3:30, right? Now I'm fucking with you, Joe. I'm messing with you, Joe. Don't worry about it. I'm just
I give it. Hey, what the hell kind of shit y'all got? I just messed with you. But we got that $100 bet though.
Yeah. Yes sir. We locked in for that. Yes sir. We locked in. Yes sir. Hey Joe, I got a call over here. I got to answer an important call right quick.
It's Biggie Smalls. Before you go, Doctor, we definitely appreciate you for coming on, man, and thank Joe and Jeff for getting them on. But listen. Are you still Rich? Are you still you, Biggie Smalls and Unforgiven? They still going at it?
Yes, sir. They still locked in. Yes, sir.
Okay.
He also locked in with Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase, Purple Rain. He also locked in with Paper Chaser. Yes, sir. He's also locked in with Trick Bag. He got quite a few races. He got about 6 or 7 races this weekend. So you will definitely get to see Biggie Smalls in action this weekend at Gallant Motorsports Park. If you can't be there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just send all regards to everybody traveling. They be safe and everything. But I got to jump off real quick, Joe. I appreciate the opportunity, my brother.
Yes, sir, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kane.
Appreciate you.
I'll see you Saturday. If you know you're getting the ass whooping. He must be gone.
Yeah, he must be gone. So yeah, that's gonna be hot to be up there and all that good stuff going on. So you definitely hope the weather clears up. We got 7 minutes, y'all. I don't know how to stop this thing, so you got 7 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Long Island, bro.
You.
I don't know what he told you, but that's not how that went. But nobody's doing the random. I'm hoping your race goes off very well. But the reality of it is the only reason why I say something and why I ask. I don't wish that your show rains out or stop it. But I don't know where that came from. But I did tell Andy I will run him. And if he was cool with what I said to him, he could get it with his shit too. So, yes, you are correct, Joe. I will run my shit with White Lightning. I don't give two fucks about Andy, and I'm going to take 1-1 from Jackie Chan, and he's going to put the money up 5 on 3,000. If he can't get the race off at North or South, it goes to Cease. That will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he told
me. And that's what he told me, I got to give you the money. I'm going to be, later on today, I'll be able to go pick up the money. He's going to give me the whole thing.
That's how lies get put out, because it was 4 of us on the phone. And I purposely do that shit now because people be putting shit out there that ain't true. I bet you everything you just said was not said by him. And they on the phone.
Who are the 4 people on the phone?
Mind your business.
Hold on, listen.
So then why the fuck
hold
did
on,
you
let
say
me
it was
you
4
so.
People on the phone? It's just right,
on
it. You
okay.
Could have just
hold
said
on, hold
we
on, hold on, hold on. Hold on,
him,
let me tell
you always. You ain't there. You can't even fucking join the fight. I will whoop
hold
your
on,
car ass.
Tell you, he said you get to make your pass.
All right, we ain't gonna talk about. We're not gonna discuss even. Excuse me, Joe. I'm sorry. We're not gonna discuss no threats of violence on this show. You can take it. You can call each other. You can give each other. You can give. Excuse me, everybody. Okay, I'm not gonna try to be no daddy and all that and jump out like that. Listen, man. Let's have a good show. We racing. Okay, if somebody says something to you in a racing sense and you don't like it, all you got to do is like this.
It was racing,
you
though.
You ain't got to respond to that. No, but not beating nobody up, that's not racing. I ain't never said I'm going to come over there and whoop
you. They
were talking about cars. He said, I'm going to race you with
you. Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard somebody say I'm going to fight.
That's what he's
saying. Okay, I apologize. Have at it. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Let's go. My bad.
Okay,
I'm old. What can I tell you?
Let me just make sure that y'all know for a fact. Andy said he's going to get in a test session. Jackie Chan going to make one pass or whatever, and then go make the next one. Y'all can go ahead and run for the money. That's what they plan on doing. Is that true?
Thank you, Mr.
Is that what it is? You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Andy? I'm sorry. What'd you say, Joe?
He said Jackie Chan, they said, might as well get it off in the test session. The first, make a first pass and the second pass, go ahead and do a test session and go ahead, both of y'all run.
Right, because me and Andy, we talked,
okay.
And he said that he would do it because that's what it was saying.
Okay.
It was not no other than that. That's what he said.
Yeah, he just wanted to make sure because, you know, the problem was Andy didn't know. He told me it might not be in the best interest because of his health. That's why. Making it down there. So he said kind of a little dangerous, so he wanted to make sure I got it. So he asked me to do it, and I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to have the money. I have it in my hand. You ain't got to get him on the phone. The money going to be in my hand. Ain't no problem when we get there because you could have Fat Albert on the other end of the phone. So as soon as we get there, you know, that's it. Whatever you know what I mean? As long as you can get it off, y'all get it off. That ain't going to be no problem whatsoever. I'll have the whole money at once quick. And if anybody need a thing, want to get ready to do it down there, because I will have a money counter also there. If anybody needs it, they got to put it through their money to make sure if you got a set of trim taking all the time counting, you can put it right in there, boom, 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 tie it down, be done with it.
Do a count change?
No, only thousands. So I can't.
All right.
It'll stop if it's a bad bill now. All right, so I'll let you know. Ain't no problem there. So That being said, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm glad to see young Fang got his car back out. They can't. I wish I could have bet somebody he would, that he could do a burnout because he tried to tell me out of love to have. I could have made some money out of that deal. But that's the whole deal. I'm glad he out there. Oh, OG Bobby, I have your Snapple there. I bet him a Snapple. Snapple, I got to pay you Snapple. But let's see what's going to happen after we get there. We bet some more Snapple.
Hopefully. Yo, it's a case. It's been over a year now. It's a case.
Don't worry about
it. It's interest.
You ain't, hey, OG, oh, man. You ain't. OG, I got some apple snapples too, so.
I don't want nobody to sing about it. I want a case from you.
I understand that. I got some apples. Hey, you ain't driving, so you go and tie some of apple snapple I'm going to have also.
God.
Huh? you ain't driving. You be all right. We'll get you home.
It's an N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. The grudge game will never be the same. It's an N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
Welcome to the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. At the
N-G-R-A. Be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A. N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in a pen.
Goodbye.